Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through the one-on-one 10 weeks program and through the upcoming online community. To know more about these offerings and to sign up to the waiting list for the community, follow the link in the description or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. The community is launching next week, actually, and I'm super excited. And it is still not too late to sign up to the waiting list if this is calling to you. So again, the link is in the description if you want to check it out. Now, let's get into today's topic. Today, I want to talk about the fear that by doing this work, you'll end up hating your mother. And that is somehow required of you, that hating your mother, having resentment towards your mother, destroying the relationship with your mother is somehow part of the work of healing from maternal narcissism, and that it has to be. And I just want to speak to this because I do get emails and messages about this, about some of you feeling like they're afraid that this is going to happen. They're afraid of even feeling such feelings when they're there. And they're afraid that they may be using this whole maternal narcissism as an excuse for feeling bad towards their mothers. So I really want to speak to this today because it's such an important topic. So to start, are you afraid that this journey of discovering maternal narcissism will lead you to hate your mother? Are you afraid to be using your mother as a dumping ground for blame or resentment? Are you afraid this work will destroy your relationship with your mother? Have you been in some support groups, for example, that turned out to be a free-for-all space to share about hate and resentment towards mothers in a really aggressive and angry way? If yes, I get it. I actually stumbled upon a couple of places like that at the beginning of my journey in understanding maternal narcissism. Personally, I did not find that was very helpful. Because again, there wasn't an allowance of feeling a full range of emotion. It was like a group for haters. And that's okay. I mean, it's fine if that actually works for you, or for, obviously it worked for the people that were in there because they were in there. So that's okay. But I found that for me was really not helpful. It didn't support me at all in what I was seeking. So I had to get out of there quick. So if you've had that experience, I want you to know that this work, what I talk about on this podcast and the work I do, is not like that. It's very much not like that. The main thing I want to speak to today is the fear that this work will destroy your relationship with your mother forever, or that it will make you view her in a terrible light for the rest of your days. And I know that there can be some listeners here today that are thinking at this point, I already absolutely hate my mother, so no worries there. And I get that too, because there can be a lot of contrast in feeling when we go delving into our relationship with a mother who was not and is still not what we expected a mother to be. A narcissistic mother, or a mother with narcissistic tendencies, is not loving and nourishing in the selfless way we would expect a mother to be. She offers only conditional love. She offers love only to meet her own needs. She is not attuned to the needs of her child, and she is not emotionally mature enough to understand the consequences her behavior has on her child. Therefore, she never takes responsibility for any of it. And there is a big spectrum in all of this, because I do get this question often, but is my mother really a narcissist? I mean, my mother was actually really nice to me for a portion of my life. And I get the confusion. And again, when we get really caught in the whole narcissistic mother and we just want that word and we want to have a description that just really fits into some category or another, this can get very limiting very quickly. So the thing is, the focus is it's not narcissism or non-narcissism, is because of her emotional immaturity, she has not been attuned to your needs. So this could be a mother that actually put you down, physically abused you, emotionally abused you in what they're more like easy to spot ways, be like a more textbook narcissist. And it can be all the way to a mother that was actually really smothering and quite protective and very clingy, and but still it was all because of her own needs. It was not down to being attuned to the needs of a child, and it can be just as damaging. And well, damaging is not actually a word I like very much, because you're not damaged, you never are damaged. That's very final sounding, isn't it? It's more like it's traumatizing, though. It creates wounds. It creates wounds that then impact you for life. So the thing is that she doesn't have the awareness to understand what she's doing. She is not doing this intentionally and on purpose most of the time. There are actually situations when a lot of intentionality is behind it too. So that's the case as well, but not always the case. So all of that is what we are understanding when we start diving into maternal narcissism. And there's so many levels, as I said, in the spectrum of narcissism. So does all of this mean that you have to hate your mother? Not really, unless you do. There is no truth in how you should or shouldn't feel about your mother. In fact, this work has paradoxically very little to do with your mother and a lot to do with you. And there's no truth as to how you're meant to be feeling. So if you are listening to this and you're like, I absolutely hate and despise my mother to my very core, well, that's okay if that is what you're feeling. If what you're feeling is, well, I see what my mother is, but I actually still love her and want to forgive, that's okay too. And no one can tell you to be one way or another or to feel one way or another. Whatever is within you, it's actually what you're feeling, and that's okay. So I just mentioned that this work has very little to do with your mother ultimately and a lot to do with you. So how is that? This is in the sense that the healing happens inside of you, no matter what your mother is or isn't doing. And to go through the full journey, you may well go through phases of strong resentment towards your mother, moments when you want to shout that you hate her, moments of grief when you need to cry for days, and moments of forgiveness where you connect with a different kind of love. And all the rest that I haven't mentioned that can go in between all of this, but that you might come to feel at some point. So the main thing is, this work is not about hating mothers. It's not about throwing rage at mothers. It's not about blaming mothers. This work is about loving yourself. And loving yourself means also protecting yourself from toxic behaviors, even if they come from your mother. You don't have to hate your mother to set boundaries. This work is about understanding that a lot that has defined who you are, limiting you in life, is actually a lie coming from a mother who needed to define you in order to control you and meet her needs. You don't need to hate your mother to reclaim your life. What this podcast is about, and what this work in general is about, is understanding that when you grow up with a mother who has narcissistic traits, no matter what end of the spectrum of narcissism she's at, you carry wounds in your own system that are preventing you from living the life you want and deserve. Wounds that are preventing you from loving yourself fully, from choosing for yourself, from being proud of yourself. And these wounds or trauma go all the way to keep you up at night with anxiety, or to make you feel guilt all the time, or to have you running from relationships, or maybe needing relationships to feel good about yourself. And they have you, and these are the same wounds that impact your parenting, impact your love life, your work life, everything. Mother wounds influence pretty much everything we do in life. And they work from the inside, from the subconscious. Whether your mother is there or not, whether you love her or not, whether you hate her or not, whether you resent her or not, these mother wounds still are there and work from the inside. So although I absolutely understand the fear of diving into this and maybe feeling you are the bad person now, that's something that comes because you're seeing all of this, and maybe you're feeling that you're hating your mother because of what she's done to you, or all that you're now understanding, you may feel like you're the bad person. You're the one blaming her. You're the one resenting her. You've turned into a bad person. It's important to understand that these feelings are inside you no matter what. When in this work we meet a lot of anger, for example, it is not there because, I don't know, you're listening to this podcast or any other podcast on this topic, or because your mentor is going poking at it and making you angry. It's because that anger is already inside of you. And diving into this topic is revealing it. It's revealing what's already there. I've had so much anger inside of me, all carefully suppressed and kept quiet by years of conditioning, that I could never be angry. Anger was bad. Okay, my family, if I got angry with my mother, I was punished. It just was not something I could do. The result was that the anger was coming out in bursts of rage instead of in a healthy way. And it was eating me from the inside, literally making me sick. I was actually getting physically sick because of the anger that I wasn't dealing with, that was inside of me. I was afraid this work would ruin the relationship with my mother. I was, because I thought the relationship I had with my mother was a good relationship. I mean, I know now that it wasn't. But when I was in it, I actually really thought it was great. If anyone asked me, how is your relationship with your mother? I would have answered, it was great. It was brilliant. Think about it. Like, every mother daughter in my family hated each other, but I broke the cycle. Myself and my mother get on so well. That was what I was telling myself and telling other people that asked me. And it was so not true. So not true. I got to a point where I asked myself, what relationship? The one based on what? On conditions? On me being someone I'm not just to keep her happy? Me pretending things are fine so she doesn't reject me? Me pretending things don't hurt me because if I speak up she gets angry at me? Me having no boundaries? Are these the basis of a good relationship? Maybe not. That was my conclusion anyway. This episode can be for everyone who is realizing there's narcissism in their mother's behavior. It may, however, offer the most support for those who have been the golden child for their mother, like I was. I've been the golden child in my family until I wasn't anymore, but I have been for a very long time. And why am I mentioning the golden child? Because the golden child is the one that has the most to lose, apparently. The scapegoat is already being put down and made feel horrible all the time. And so, although this is not a rule, by no means, it can be easier for the scapegoat to actually go, you know what, F you, I don't want anything to do with you, I recognize that your behavior is crazy toxic, I don't want to be involved in this anymore. There's way more scapegoats going no contact than there are golden children, I should say. But again, this is not the rule, so don't take it as an absolute truth. But in general, the golden child, especially when we don't know this dynamic just yet, so we're not aware, the golden child has benefits. I mean, I was the favorite child. I had benefits, for sure. We have some kind of relationship with our mother. And when we start going into this work and start setting boundaries and all that, we can observe the relationship changing dramatically. As I mentioned, I just was downgraded all the way to scapegoat very, very quickly when I started setting boundaries. And I see this happening all the time in my work. So we may lose the benefits of being the golden child. And we may be put down to be the scapegoat. Now, the main thing to keep in mind is that the relationship you may be worried about ruining is not an authentic relationship, in the sense that it is not based on you being authentic, but on you constantly meeting the standards and conditions your mother has put there for you since childhood. That's what a golden child does. The mother lives through the golden child successes and all of that, and we know, like, we can go deeper into that topic in a different episode. But the thing is that that relationship is not actually a real authentic relationship. It's not based on, yeah, she sees who I actually am and she really accepts me. I can say no to her. I can set boundaries when I need. I can speak if I'm hurt. None of that is there. So for you to keep worrying about maintaining this relationship, you need to sacrifice yourself and your authenticity. And when you do that, you're sacrificing your happiness too. So I will never say you have to hate your mother or resent her or dump your blame on her. I don't actually hate my mother, but I do hate the behavior she has had with me. Or at least I go through moments when I do feel hate for her behaviors very strongly, and I've come to accept that this is okay. I don't have to hate her in the absolute sense to actually hate some of her behaviors. And there are moments I feel a lot of love too. There are moments I have understanding for her too, for the trauma she has been through as a child with her own mother, who has been in an interesting grandmother for me to have, but definitely it has been a narcissistic mother for her to have. So I can have compassion and understand that too, and so on. There is no right or wrong way to feel about your mother. And in this journey of healing mother wounds, you may go through a lot of contrasting feelings and emotions. The main thing is that all of it is okay. You're allowed to feel all that is there. That is part of the healing. All those feelings and emotions are stored in your body. As I said, my anger was actually making me physically sick. So you can suppress them all you want, but they're there nonetheless. A lot of the time, we're not even aware that they're there at all, and yet they rule our life. I didn't know I had all that anger in me. I actually didn't. I thought I was perfectly balanced. I thought I could express my anger brilliantly. If someone asked me, I was like, oh yeah, I do get angry. I was mistaking my outburst of uncontrolled rage as a healthy expression of anger. But I thought I was fine. I didn't know that there was like an anger monster eating me from the inside until I became aware of it through this work. So very often we're not actually aware that these emotions are there, but they do rule our life, that they do. So you don't have to hate her, but it's okay if you do. You don't have to forgive her, but it's okay if you do, or if you want to. You don't have to reach a point you're indifferent to her, but it's okay if you do. You're never gonna hear me tell you that there's a certain way you should be feeling about your mother. That's what I found that was really unhelpful in some of those groups where it was all about hate and resentment. It was like a dumping ground for that. If someone actually wanted to raise their hands and go, well, yeah, but I actually still value some aspects of my relationship with my mother, that person was going to be slaughtered. And I've also been in other groups where it's the opposite. We all have to be really loving to our mothers, and we need to find compassion and forgiveness and all of that. And I'm like, yeah, but what about the times when I'm really angry at her? What about the times when I feel like I really hate her? Can I express that? Because there are times I have that inside of me, and that was not accepted there. So extreme opinions and extreme ways to go about it. The thing is, there is a full spectrum of emotions, and in this journey, you're more than likely gonna go through phases of all of them, more or less. And you can stay longer in some phases, stay less in others. There's no right or wrong way. Ultimately, the true healing is going through all of it. And accept that inside of you there can be all of it, and it's okay, and that there are healthy ways to go about this. So we're not going into acting out of rage or acting out of resentment or, you know, like, or not even acting out of that forgiveness, because yeah, you can forgive your mother, but that doesn't mean you're gonna drop your boundaries. You know, actually, you're gonna for if you are forgiving your mother, if you feel like you have compassion and forgiveness for her, that's great. But you're gonna still keep up the boundaries that you found. So you're not going too hard, you're not going too soft. You're just navigating all of these emotions, feeling into them, accepting that those parts are there, working through them when there's need. There are techniques and tools to actually navigate all of that and work with these emotions in a way that's healthy, that's healing, and that's supportive for you. And the true healing ultimately is not breaking free from your mother, getting angry at her, going no contact, although all of it can be part of your journey. It was for me for sure. I had to find my anger. I had to go no contact. I had to do all of that. But the true healing is within you. It's in the realizing that all this suppressed emotionality is there. In allowing all the phases that you may be going through to express and come true, again, in a healthy, safe way. Anger, sadness, grief, resentment, blame, feeling of wanting revenge, even. Again, we don't act out of it, but it may be there. I've had that. I've had moments where I wanted, like, my mother to pay for what she's done for me. And it's unhealthy to keep that locked inside somewhere because you're judging that part of you as being bad. There are, again, I'm going to say it again, healthy and safe ways to process those feelings and those emotions in a way that it's not actually making us do things that we regret in our everyday life. But it's actually going to be healthy and it's going to be moving those feelings through, and we can come to accept those parts too. And also joy, feeling of breaking free, love, forgiveness, and then maybe anger again, because it goes in cycles. And sometimes we go through phases of what seems like the same emotionality, but it's actually a layer deeper and deeper and deeper. So all of it. When we go through all of it in a safe space, in a healthy way, so not, as I said, not acting out on some of these feelings, but allowing them through, the real healing happens. Your mother doesn't even need to know you're doing any of it. I do get asked this, oh, but do I need my mother to be involved in this work? Should I just bring her with me to sessions? Should I talk to her about the sessions I'm doing? Or you don't need any of that, actually. The going to sessions with your mother, definitely there are phases of this work where you very much need to do this for yourself, and your mother is really not a part of it at all, because you can't control how she feels, how she reacts, and bringing her in the picture would make the environment quite unsafe most of the time. You don't need to have the talk with her and tell her what you're doing. Maybe you do, and that's what you want to do. Again, there's no truth, but in my experience, what I've observed when we're talking about narcissistic mothers and mothers that so have a level of emotional immaturity that caused them not to be able to take responsibility and to take a lot of stuff very, very personal, it would make for a very unsafe space to actually have your mother involved in this healing process. The relationship to have with your mother, anyways, is so personal, and there's no mold that fits all. I have been told that I had to be compassionate and find forgiveness when, in fact, in those moments, I had so much suppressed anger inside that I could never access forgiveness. There was no way. It was like forgiveness was behind a massive wall of anger. And until I actually just sort of went through that wall, I could not access forgiveness. And other times I've actually been told I had to be angry at my mother when I wasn't. So no one from the outside can tell you how to feel about anything, including your mother. You're never going to hear me in a session try to make you feel something you're not about your mother. It's more about what emerges. It's more about being open to feel what emerges inside of you when you're dealing with this, when you're working with this. And things will emerge. They will emerge when it's the right time for you for them to emerge. If that will make sense when you it may make sense, it may not. I don't know. It needs to be experienced, I believe. But yeah, they emerge. So it's not about others telling you, okay, today we're gonna work on forgiveness and that's what you're gonna do and feel. Today we're gonna work on anger and this is what you're gonna do and feel. It's not how it works. And again, I've experienced that in my work with some mentors that were approaching it that way, and personally I didn't find it very helpful because it was not attuned with where I actually was in the moment and where I needed to go in my own healing. So it's really important that the emotions that are in you, that you open up to feel what's in there, because those emotions that are in there need to be felt and acknowledged in order for you to be able to live your life authentically and free from the conditioning you've received growing up. In other words, this work is not about hating or blaming, but if there's hate there, or if there's a lot of resentment stored away within you, that has to come out. And this can be done in a safe space, with guidance, and with the intention of moving through it and feel better on the other side. This work is not about destroying your relationship with your mother in the absolute sense of the term, but it is about dismantling the conditional relationship you may have had until now and give it the chance to become a more authentic one. One based on you loving and respecting yourself so that you can say no and set boundaries when needed, setting the basis for many great moments. And in this, you can't actually control how your mother will feel or react to that. Again, this changes case to case. I've had personal experiences that are very different with very different narcissistic members of my own family. So with some, like my mother, no contact has been the only way. So my boundaries were not very well received. My change in behavior, my loving of myself and respecting of myself was definitely not very well received. And so that's how it went. But with others, with other narcissistic members of my family, my boundaries have been maybe rejected at first, but then respected, and things have greatly improved. So I've observed relationships that have there are not relationships anymore, and relationships that have greatly improved. So there's no truth, and there's no one way that I can guarantee it'll go. But I also see this with clients all the time. Everyone is different. I've had clients that had to go no contact, and clients that went all the way to forgiving their mothers and having actually really good relationships after the work. It's very much a personal thing that changes case to case. What remains is that those emotions need to be acknowledged and felt. You don't have to love or hate your mother more or less than others or agree to feel any way about her. This is not about her. This is about you loving yourself more and more. And you can only do that by going through all that's there within you and gently acknowledge it all. Allow yourself to feel what's there and heal one step at a time so that you can live a life that's actually yours. And no one can tell you how to do that. No one can tell you what's the right feeling to have. So I hope this is helpful. If you have questions on this, please feel free to email me at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. You can share in the comments. I think for today that's all, and I'm gonna wish you a wonderful week, sending you lots of love, and bye for now.